All right, Lawyer Talk off the record on the air. Good question came in last week on the website, lawyertalkpodcast.com. And I can't remember the exact verbiage, but here was the question. Can you be arrested for speeding? If you get a normal speeding ticket, can you get arrested? Now, this probably stems from some of the other stuff we've been doing about, can the police order you out of the car? What are your rights, et cetera? And, you know, I think this is great because this shows a general interest in what criminal law, as they teach it in law school, or criminal procedure, rather, as they teach it in law school, is what they can't do to you. Mm-hmm. Or what are the rights? What are your rights and what are the limitations of the police? So can you be arrested for speeding? And this may be state by state, but we'll just talk generally first.
In my head, well, I'll start with law school because I'm the law student here. They make it seem like the police have to have some reason to arrest you. But in my head and just real life experience.
Well, the reason would be speeding.
Yeah. Okay. I think law school would say no. Say no, there has to be like some real reason to like a serious reason to arrest you. My real life experience or like world would tell me they can arrest you for like anything. You don't have to be breaking the law. I feel like they can just, I think the movies always
say
we can.
So let's say lawfully arrest you for speeding.
Lawfully arrest you. Okay. That's, I would say.
And a great point you made. Now, what are police, some police going to arrest you for speeding? Probably. But can they do it lawfully?
My initial gut in law school is telling me, no, they can't do it for speeding.
Right.
Because then you get some bad apple cops out there. They can pull over anybody and they just want to be a dick that day. They're like, all right, take you downtown.
So slippery slope argument again.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Somebody's going to take advantage of the power.
Yeah. That's my interpretation.
So let me break this down the way I'll break it down the way it would be handled in Ohio, where we practice law routinely. In Ohio, we have degrees of misdemeanors, as do most states. And most states call these things something different. So you may have a first degree, second degree, third degree, fourth degree, fifth, sixth, who knows? Ohio happens to have a first degree misdemeanor, which is the most serious, second, third, fourth, and then it goes to something called a minor misdemeanor in Ohio. The maximum punishment in Ohio for a minor misdemeanor is a $150 fine, generally speaking, plus court costs or whatever. A speeding case in Ohio, typically, you're going 5, 10 over, 15 over, is going to be a minor misdemeanor speeding violation. It's under the traffic code, but that's irrelevant for what we're talking about. In Ohio, there's a rule. Police cannot arrest you for a minor misdemeanor violation. They can only arrest you for offenses that impose, that have a possibility of some jail time. Okay. So there was a big case, I think, pretty sure it came out of Texas a while back, where somebody was arrested for some offense that did not require jail, but the police made a mistake. So this has been litigated in other states. But generally speaking, this will be controlled by state level authority. But in Ohio, and I think in probably most states, I'm guessing, you can't be arrested for just your average run-of-the-mill speeding violation. Now, like anything in law, there are exceptions. It's not all speeding tickets in Ohio have to be minor misdemeanors. In other words, say you're going 100 miles an hour, and instead of speeding, they charge you with something called reckless operation. That's not just a minor misdemeanor, it's something more. Then you can be arrested for that because it's something more. And what does it take to get arrested? Well, something called probable cause. If the police have probable cause, you've committed a crime that's arrestable, you can be arrested. Drag race, these are all, by the way, traffic violations in Ohio, and you can still be arrested for it. So I guess the short answer to the question is yes, no, maybe.
It depends.
It all depends. Right?
That makes sense now because it basically seems like an Eighth Amendment, right? That's punishment. That's the one.
Cruel and unusual punishment, Amendment.
Yeah, so if you arrest somebody for a minor misdemeanor, I feel like that would be an Eighth Amendment violation because you're going over what has been defined as the maximum punishment.
That's probably not a bad way to link it up constitutionally. Now, logically speaking, if you can't go to jail as a possible punishment for the underlying violation, so I'm speeding, it's holiday weekend, and the enforcement is out, and they get me over for going 10 over, or they pull me over for going 10 over, and I get a speeding ticket, and they want to handcuff me and charge me with minor misdemeanor speeding. They're going to take me to jail, but there's no, like, I'm not serving. Jail is not even on the table for that offense, and so logically speaking, you shouldn't be able to take it into custody because custody and jail and arrest typically results in custody. It doesn't have to, but you can't be arrested for it. So, now what happens if they do?
they do arrest you, I mean, you're gonna have to bail out and then go to court, I guess. And
in theory, it's a It's a Fourth Amendment violation. You've been subject to an unlawful arrest and maybe a cruel and unusual punishment violation, probably Fourth Amendment. And in theory, you could sue. You could file a civil rights case against the police for the arrest and try to get some redress that way. Certainly, the case would probably be dismissed, underlying case would be dismissed. Doesn't have to be, but it could be, likely would be. But yeah, now this brings up a whole other topic we're not going to cover today, but mark it down. Let me know your thoughts on this, folks. This is probably a great way to do it. Can you resist an unlawful arrest? Question of the day. I want your answers. Can you resist an unlawful arrest? So say the police are trying to arrest you unlawfully for speeding, and you say, screw this. I'm going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving dinner. You can't do it. I'm going to resist it. And the police charge you with resisting arrest. Question of the day. We're not going to cover it, but we'll see what everybody else thinks, and we'll circle back on it once we get some comments on it. But look, you got a great question. You got a comment, you got a question, you want us to cover it, lawyertalkpodcast.com. Leave it in the comments on YouTube or TikTok or Facebook, wherever you guys get your stuff. That's where we are. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.